Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 130, recorded on April 26, 2013.
Hi, I'm Brent Does Minecraft.
I'm Wes Does Minecraft.
And I'm Eric Does Minecraft.
And why do we all do Minecraft?
Because Sky does Minecraft.
What's up, Sky? How's it going?
I'm fine.
I'm just sitting here like, holy crap. Like, this is so fancy, dude.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of people that listen to this show.
Yeah.
So crazy. I feel like super humbled to be here. That's amazing.
It's like butter.
Oh, I see where you went there.
So that's a good first question. What kind of shoes do you have on?
My shoes aren't on right now.
I see. See how this goes.
Would they have been butter? Is that where you're going?
Would have been butter.
I was.
Okay. Would have been butter if he had shoes on.
Oh yeah. Butter is better.
Now, you have a lot of people here in this chat room that are really happy to see you. Do people like you, Sky?
I don't think so.
Not true.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
So, Sky Does Minecraft has a gigantic Minecraft channel on YouTube. It is so big. I looked it up on with Social Blade just to get an idea. And apparently, you get more views than Justin Bieber's Vivo station.
Oh, thank God.
You get more views than Machinima. You're like on the top of YouTube. It's crazy. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, dude. Like, I never expected it to get as far as it did so quickly. Like, honestly, it was like the most breathtaking thing I could ever imagine could ever happen to my channel.
Yeah,
it's really insane.
Well, and for all the people in the audience, how long have you been making videos on YouTube?
Well, if you want to be technical, around 3, maybe 4 years.
Nice. Okay.
Cool.
Before I started Minecraft, I used to do an old RuneScape channel where I would do Machinima-like videos. So.
Okay.
Did you get one of those fancy 1 million viewer things?
I haven't gotten it yet.
One of those 1 million
subs. I want my butter plaque, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I should have got one.
Yeah, like Sparkle's got.
Do they do that on call now, or is it like once a year they hand them out?
I think it's like when...
Once a year, really.
Really? Okay, I thought when you got a million subs, they just sent you one.
No, I think it's like once a year that they decide to do it, and I got it like right after everyone got theirs.
Oh. Have you ever thought about going to Captain Sparkle's house and stealing his?
Yes, actually.
How'd you find Minecraft? How did it all start?
So, a lot of my friends started switching over to Minecraft, like Ant Venom, mm-hmm. and Caveman Films and Skitscape and all these guys who I used to do RuneScape videos with, started switching over. And like I was kind of like, what's all the hubbub about? And I asked Ant Venom, dude, what got you so into it? And along with my friend Dartron as well. And he's like, oh, dude, I was watching this series called X's Adventures in Minecraft. And like the first 3 episodes, I just got massively hooked. And I watched through like every single one of them until eventually I just wound up buying the game and started playing for myself. And then I started the first ever series on my channel called Sky Does Minecraft. And originally it was supposed to be made as a side channel for my main channel, mm-hmm. but then like it just started getting like so much more fun than my other channel that I just wound up abandoning my other channel and sticking with this one and focusing all my attention into Sky Does Minecraft.
Well, that seems to have worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Does your other channel ever call and ask for child support?
Yes.
So you're good friends with Ant Venom?
Yeah, I'm really good friends with Ant Venom. So, I don't know whether or not he'd want me to say his real name, but yeah.
No, it's fine. What bothers you the most about him? Like, what do you hate about him?
Don't listen to Wes. What is
he loves asking awkward questions.
He's a bit competitive in a good way, though.
Okay, there you go. Okay, just checking.
Well, and we actually got to meet both y'all down at PAX East, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Did you have fun at PAX East?
I had a blast. I got to hang out with so many of my friends that I'd been doing commentaries with, and it was just awesome. I got to see the faces behind the voices, and it was just like the most crazy. I met you guys, too, and I'm on this. This is so cool.
Yeah.
Have you thought about, like, since I wasn't able to make it, like, flying me up to visit you? Have you thought about that?
Once again, don't listen to what else. So, and I'm pretty sure all your fans want to know this. Like, what's the next con you plan on going to so people can come and meet you? And
I was going to go to E3, but then I found out, you know, it's super, super, like, media only. And yeah. I like going to conventions to meet the fans, to meet the faces behind the subscribers. Yeah. So I love meeting everyone. I love, you know, having a bunch of fun. So when I found out, you know, that wasn't really kind of that, I decided, you know, I'll bail on that. And I was thinking either VidCon or definitely for sure PAX Prime. Like, yeah. I'll be at PAX Prime. That is a given. I love PAX.
Cool. And of course, MineCon whenever it's announced.
Oh, of course, Mike. That'd be so weird if I didn't show up to MineCon.
Yeah.
You're like, why does he hate us? I missed two of them.
Oh, yeah.
You missed both of them?
Yeah. I still have the capes, though.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So you paid for tickets and just couldn't go?
No. Legendary Craft gave me two capes. Actually, Legendary Craft went through MineCon last year. And then they, it was really funny because they got me one cape, and then it corrupted my account. So I, like, talked to support. I was like, guys, my account's broken, help. And then they fixed it, and I wound up with two. I was like,
nice.
I'm okay with this.
So that was probably Mark in IRL. Probably,
yeah, Mark IRL.
There.
Yeah,
maybe. He should be in the chat room. Where is he?
Yeah. I like...
I don't know, let's stop the show and look for him.
So,
like, so Sky is so big that he has his own Wikia site.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Sky does Minecraft.wikia.
Nice.
Like, that's big, right? Like,
that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Sky's so big that he has to have an agent handle his subscriber numbers.
Do I really?
Yes. All right.
Sky's so big when he sits
okay,
around the
so
house.
Okay, so I got to ask, really what's up with squids? up with squids?
Squids.
Oh, don't even get me started on those guys. All right. So, if we're going to be technical, they stole my wallet. but if we're going to be technical on the video standpoint, the first squid appearance was actually planned as a joke. Like, if we're talking, you know... So originally squids were planned as a joke. I hate squids, like, now because they just kept it going. But originally squids were the first squid was supposed to be known as a joke for a mod showcase where this entire forest was, like, burning down in front of me. And then I'm like, oh my god, look at that. And then I pan the camera over to a squid, a talking squid. And instead of, like, you know, paying attention to the entirety of this massive forest burning down, the squid just kept going on a tangent, like, hey, I'm going to ruin everything. Hey, I hate you. See, there he is right now. He's on the... Go away. No, you can go away. I was invited. You weren't. Okay? Just back off. No. You know, okay. I'll just... He's okay. Anyway, so yeah. He just kind of stuck. And he has not left me alone since.
Hmm.
Hey, even so much that there's epic rap battles out there. Sky does Minecraft versus Squid.
Oh, nice.
Did I win?
I don't think anybody ever wins, though.
Did you look up if there was any Sky Squid Slash anywhere?
slash.
I don't go into those channels like US. I'm not really sure what that means.
So, do we want to talk about our sponsors?
Let's do. We talk about our sponsors. We got some great sponsors. We actually have a new sponsor this week. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Engine, ENJIN.com. But,
I have.
They do like awesome websites, basically where you can do communities with forums, and they've got some great Minecraft plugins. Basically, they're going to start sponsoring the show, and you can actually get a free month. Normally, they give out 2 weeks free, but you can get a free month if you use our link, and we'll put that in the show notes. You can actually go to the shaftpodcast.com and click on the sidebar and get a free month there. But we're going to actually start using it as one of our sites for our community and for our server. We'll talk more about the server later, but I just wanted to mention them. And
we're going to have our forums there, too.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Fun fact, literally almost all my friends use Engine. Like, I'm pretty sure Minecraft Universe and, like, Deadlocks and everyone use Engine. It's like, I'm going to be probably using Engine, too, actually.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Nice.
Cool. Well, and we'll give you a link straight there for it. But also, we have sponsors every week for the show, and you can sponsor the show, too, at deadworkers.com/sponsor. This week, we have one individual sponsor, which is Agamemnon, who says,
"And the geek shall inherit the earth. Especially if they listen to the shaft."
Ding.
And we have a bunch of our three server sponsors this week. The first one here is Simi Pro Joe, who says, "Hello, gentlemen. Very entertaining podcast and stream. I'll see you in the chat and on Twitter, twitter.com/SimiProJoe.
And next we have Terrivel World, T-E-R-R-I-V-E-L underscore world. "Twisting Minecraft with mods and maps. I make a series of LPs that, even being in Portuguese, offer a bit of a show for all." That's Terrivel underscore world. And we will have links to all of these in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the home away from the home of the Shaftlands is The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net. It's a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more.
More.
Head on over there and see what they got for ya.
Yeah.
Our journeys. This is where we tell you what's been going on in our lives in Minecraft-wise over the past week. How about you want to start out, Sky? What have you been up to this past week?
All right. So.
It's a tough question, I know.
I found a giant squid base. That's not good.
No!
It's got this massive creature, whom I'll be uploading tomorrow, who is just this huge, giant, humongous squid beast who I tried to fight to the death. So, I mean, you know, he's pretty much dead.
Oh.
And what else have I been doing? If I want to be technical, I have been getting Minecraft arrested a lot. And I've been in this thing called Cops and Robbers, where apparently my warden is absolutely crazy. And I've escaped a couple times, but I always wind up back like 2 days later. So, I mean.
Now, is this a mod?
No, it's actually a mini game called Cops and Robbers. It's really awesome.
Okay.
You guys should check it out sometime. I think you'd have a blast.
Yeah. That's cool.
We've got an interesting idea. We're going to do City of Love sometime soon too, and we've got a unique take on that. I think
City of Love.
City of Love.
Have you seen that map?
I don't think I have, actually.
It's a romance simulator.
Yes. In Minecraft.
Yeah. And it's done by a lot of big people. Jigabov, Smalik, who else?
I think Falme. Kupo in there.
Huh?
Kupo?
No, I don't think Kupo, no.
Falme. And they're going to be all mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. Falme is the co-creator, and he is in the chat.
Yes.
So Kupo did help.
See, I knew I saw that name somewhere.
There you have it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man.
So you guys did something this week without me.
Yeah, we always do stuff without you.
I'm so hurt.
We went to PAX without you. Okay, that was
I
had fun at PAX.
I did.
Listen to this. What did I spend too much time talking about last week? So much so that Brent said, "Hey, look, Wes, you need to shut up about that." And we're going to talk about that. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah.
His
hemorrhoids.
No, hemorrhoids.
I got some cream for you this week.
It was Disney. I was talking about Disney World and why Disney World is great in October. You guys go on Tuesday night and go on to a Disney World server, and I'm watching these videos, and you guys are walking around going, "I don't even know what this is," and I'm like, "I know what that is!"
Oops.
It sounds like it was a very entertaining video to watch.
And like, I'm watching Eric, and he's like, "Oh, wait, I think they did some stunts here, something with Indiana Jones." I'm like, "Yes! The Indiana Jones show is there five times a day!"
Would you have been yelling this much if you'd been there?
No, but I would have informed you. I'd been like, "Oh, yes, this is what happens here. This is a great show. You guys should go see it."
He could have been like a tour guide.
I could have.
Scream on a roller coaster.
God, dog it.
Well, we actually had the creators of it ask us if we wanted to come back, and they would be a tour guide.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So, I'm sure that you won't call me that time either.
And we're talking about it's a one-to-one scale recreation of the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, a whole bunch of different areas within Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Really
Have you seen this thing, Sky? I think it's MC Magic.
I was going to do a series at one point where I was going to review like big creations.
Yeah.
Just send me that my way.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disney World.
So, yeah, so we did that. Bit's going to take us to Westeros next week. So
yeah, that's the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We'll definitely not call you for that one.
Yeah, because, you know, I read those books before any of you guys, so I'm sure you won't invite me to that one either.
Probably not. It just seems how it goes.
Yeah.
But Eric will play some Smite with you.
I know he will. Yeah. If I managed to invite him four nights in a row, and then he watches me playing because I'm playing by myself because he won't ever play with me, and then he'll play with me at 1 a.m. on
That's very generous of you.
I know.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. This week I tried to do some more streaming, like because since we had the baby, like I haven't done any streaming whatsoever. So I streamed some ME3 the other night because I got that as my consolation prize for buying SimCity.
Yeah.
And then the other night I was like, you know what I should do? I should get on the freaking Shaftlands. I've been on the Shaftlands in forever, right? And
we've got this big mistake.
It was a big mistake, and I didn't really think about it because I didn't know that the whitelist was turned off.
You know, if you listen to our show, you would hear me with these updates.
I remember you saying, "I want to turn it off." I don't remember you saying, "I have turned it off."
Well,
and
you,
so
you missed that part.
And so I log on to our streaming channel. And now, just so everybody knows, like, even at my like big times, I get like 25, maybe 45 people watching my stream, right?
Uh-huh.
There's 75 people in the chat room because I'm playing Minecraft, right? And everybody's like, "Oh my God, the dead workers party's playing Minecraft. What's up with that?" Right? And so I figure the whitelist is still up. So I tell people, I'm like, "Hey, look, you know, you should, if you want, here's the address," right? And then it's empty. The place was empty, and then they just start flooding on. And, you know, some people are very, very helpful, you know, but some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, it turned ugly.
It did. It turned ugly, but it's funny because, like, at the same time, like, the trolls think that they were, like, bugging me, and I'm like, it's not bugging me, you know, like, you're a jerk, but it doesn't, like, it's not hurting my feelings or anything, you know? I'm not a sadder person because you're here. So, but the funny thing was, is that I didn't have admin powers in the game, so I couldn't just do, so then I had to go and, like, find all the server information stuff and get them booted.
Yeah, funny. Banned a bunch of people.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's one thing the engine's going to help us out with, because people will sign up through the site, and they'll have to tie their account to their character. And I think that'll keep people less likely to grief if they know they'll get banned from the site, too. And then we'll make fun of them in person and show up at their house. And
that's true.
But the Shaftlands is up.
Right, it is up. Yeah. And it's whitelisted now.
Yes.
And it's not the real Shaftlands.
No.
That's what I was going to talk about in the news later. Actually, I can talk about now. It's kind of in the wings of we've got the maps moved over. That was the biggest thing. These things are huge. So we've got the tar files moved over. We've got to untar them and kind of make sure everything's working. But the original Shaftlands should be up in a couple weeks, and then we'll open up the engine site so everybody can log in and whoever's already whitelisted will be whitelisted. Anybody else will just be able to sign up to the site and get whitelisted. Much easier process. So yeah.
Is that a rubber duck?
It is.
Where?
I don't want that.
Is there a rubber duck? Are you wait, behind you? I don't know. He sees rubber ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a rubber duck?
Yeah.
It is a rubber duck.
It's a duck in a tuxedo.
Oh, that's
or
right.
Or a smoking jacket.
That was Lewis on the when we had Simon and Lewis on. We had Simon and Lewis on the show, and they didn't have a webcam, so this duck sat in for Lewis.
Yeah, and Simon was a
he's
skeleton.
So fancy. Woo.
Yeah, this is the pirate skeleton. Yeah,
came to,
this was Simon.
Oh yeah, that was Simon. He's a pirate skeleton.
Yeah,
I don't really know why.
What were you saying, Sky?
So there's something really funny when it came to PAX. If you don't know, I brought my fiance along with me. And it was super funny because she would go to every YouTuber's hotel rooms and steal their rubber ducks. Because there was this the hotel I went to, the Colonnade, they had rubber ducks that you could you know either take or leave or
like complimentary rubber ducks.
My talking skeleton.
Yes,
that's awesome. I'm gonna have to stay there next time.
But it was super funny because she wound up going to the like Bajan Canadian's room and stealing his ducks and like every person. who had a duck, she would just go into their bathroom while I was like talking to them. She'd sneak past, steal their ducks, and leave. It was
that's
and
awesome.
They just busted her. Like everybody knows now.
You know, after the marathon, stealing rubber ducks is a big deal.
That's true.
It is.
Bring us all down, Wes.
Too soon?
I know. Hey, I'm
too
here
soon?
For you. I'm here for you.
I think that's really too soon. It's too soon for this.
Maybe.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
This is the news, the Minecraft news for the week. And first off, it's sponsored by Loot Crate. You can go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. And with the coupon code DEAD, D-E-A-D, you can get $3 off. And if you don't know what Loot Crate is, it's basically a bunch of geeky swag that they send out each month. And if you use that $3 off, it's only about 10 bucks a month. So it's a great, cool deal. And you get some really cool stuff.
Weird stuff sent to your doorstep.
Yeah, every month. So head on over to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and use the code DEAD.
And all this information is in the show notes. If you go to theshaftpodcast.com, you can get all this information.
And first this week, kind of a big thing for Minecraft, the 1.5.2 pre-release and Snapshot 13W17A. Two releases, some minor bug fixes. But also, what else? Hardened clay blocks?
Holy crap.
I haven't played with any of this.
They look kind of cool. Yeah.
I rarely go on snapshots. The last time I did, I wound up, I think.
Well, we had a snap.
Nothing, because I didn't understand crap.
Really?
Yeah. Well, truth be told, you know, it's.
Well,
the horses lately are a pretty big thing, I think.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so there was also a tweet out that Dinnerbone did said, okay, I guess no one wants colored wood, so we'll have these ugly clay blocks instead. Or hardened clay blocks. Not ugly.
I mean, it looks like mud.
I'd rather have colored wood, man.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who is the jerk who was like, hey, I'd rather have, you know, a block?
Just a single block. Like pretty.
Was he trolling us?
Dinnerbone, don't listen to Twitter. Listen to the Shaft.
Yes, exactly.
And they're wonderful guests.
And also, evidently, water lakes will no longer generate in deserts.
Finally.
Have you really been worried about that?
I hate it.
Why?
It makes no sense.
Why? There are oases in the desert.
But that's not how they form. They're just water pools. Like, I would like it if there was like a big one with an oasis in it. That would be awesome.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I think they should do that with the temples in there. Have it generate an oasis that maybe has a couple villagers, like a little caravan.
Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, a caravan.
You're my caravan.
I'm not sure that's how it goes. So also, zombies have a low chance to spawn extra zombies. This is an early version of the feature and will eventually apply to zombies which are out of sight. Does that make sense to anyone else?
Sort of.
You know what I would love them to implement? So there was this mod that I played called Mutant Zombies, where the mutant zombie is this huge, massive zombie. That's not, you know, what I want to implement, because that's like getting beaten down by a massive Hulk. What I would like implemented was this little feature that during the mod, if this Hulk screamed, zombies would start popping out of the ground. That would be a cool way for them to spawn.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, that might actually go with a mod that we're going to cover later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Bum, bum, bum.
So Snapshot 13W16B brought name tags for mobs.
Yay.
So evidently Paul Source Jr. was an inspiration for the addition of a name tag, which came in the latest Snapshot. The name tags, which can only be found in dungeons, will allow you to name any mob except for villagers, and it will prevent them from despawning as if they have been tamed.
Huh.
That's so weird.
So you could conceivably build a dungeon if you name the mobs, and the mobs will stay there.
That's cool.
And then someone else comes in and kills the mobs?
Maybe.
Freaky.
So bizarre.
I mean, I'm assuming this is if you, you know, make the map.
I mean, I guess this is really to appeal to adventure maps. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you can name things. Name like
well, but you can do
like
that already,
race.
Right?
Sensitive walrus is what I would name. Don't ask why.
Sensitive walrus. Who's always crying.
Sensitive,
sensitive walrus.
No. Oh. No songs. No songs. Don't pull out the guitar.
So this is some kind of big, scary news here. On Wednesday, Yogscast discovered that their YouTube channel had been deleted.
Whoa.
And so they'd been told that Blue Zephos was under 13.
Yep.
Well, it would explain a lot.
So there was a...
They may act 13, but they're definitely not 13.
That's true. I did see them at Minecon. They were very drunk.
Wouldn't that suck if, like, it's just like, well, y'all gonna have to re-upload your videos? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they didn't have to. So, as PC Gamer points out, and this is especially idiotic considering that YouTube partners have to prove their age. So, I don't know why it happened, but the matter has been fixed, and their channel is once again viewable by all.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they got it repaired quickly because... You know, of their, you know,
because
I mean,
they're Yogscast.
Because they're above 4 million subs, you know, and it just makes me wonder if there's some sort of, you know, a hard way for, you know, a little channel to actually contact somebody who would even listen to them, you know?
Yeah.
Or if that's cool for everything. I mean, either way, I think it was probably just some, like, YouTube algorithm that ran and then it pinged them. Because obviously a human would have known better. Or would have at least contacted them and asked them.
See, my opinion is that somebody had to flag this. Somebody had to say, these guys are under 13.
Oh, and like a bunch of Yogscast haters or something?
Yeah, and then somebody somewhere said, okay, there's been a thing, or some automated system that went, okay, do we have verification on these guys? No. Okay, turn it off.
Right.
Without even thinking about it.
Why don't they just go like, you know what? I think I'll watch one video just to make sure. Just to make sure.
Yeah, right?
I don't think that would have proven that they were above the age of 13. I remain unconvinced.
And do you think maybe this has... Maybe there's an issue there that the channel's not Yogscast and it's Blue Zephos? Like, maybe someone at YouTube, if it was a human doing any of this...
Yes.
Yogscast might have rang a bell where Blue Zephos might not have?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. CHM Gaming says someone's going to do that to PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. Again.
PewDiePie.
So I wonder how much money they lost. I don't know. How long was it down? A day? A couple hours?
Yeah.
I think a few hours.
Yeah. You know, and you got to think that someone's going to be talking to YouTube going, let's open the piggy bank up a little here.
Somebody's
going to
get sued.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking of sued, that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about. So we've got Notch, the book, and the movie. According to an article on Polygon, a full-length book entitled Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Person and the Game That Changed Everything is going to be published by the Seven Stories Press on November 5th.
Wow.
So there'll be a Minecraft, the documentary, the book.
That's cool.
Seven Stories announced that the movie rights for the book have already been sold and film production will begin this year. So we're getting The Social Network of Minecraft, the movie.
But we already got Mojang, the
documentary. Yeah, but see, that's a documentary.
This is going to be like a narrative.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like,
I wonder... have Bruce Campbell in it?
But I mean...
Morgan Freeman, man.
Hey, there you go.
Like, I wonder if, like, the story of that, like, I wonder if there's intellectual property in telling that story. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they use any of the things that happen in the Minecraft documentary, you know, can they go for IP stuff? I don't know.
Are they going to have people... play us.
Oh, wow, because we were in the documentary.
Yeah.
Well, but did you know that, Sky? Do you know how cool we are? We're in the Minecraft documentary. That's how cool
I'm
we are.
I'm so jelly.
So copies of the book can be pre-ordered from the publisher's website for $16.46, and there will be a link to the article and the publisher's website in the show notes.
The Rock is Michael. That's Marcus Person. Iron waffled comment is really funny. Wow. Can I finish a sentence? There we go. There it is.
And they may have already been sold out, but if you go to that site, there's a graphic that says signed copies, first 300 print edition orders. So
I am now imagining The Rock with a money hat.
The Rock?
Yeah. The Rock. That was the joke. Him? Playing a notch, yeah.
That would be so funny.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Yeah. It's cobblestone. I wanted some smooth stone. Right.
So we had some cool stuff from Paradise Decay this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Paradise Decay, aiming still higher, is the Astragali provided caption to this. Back in 2010, there was a release of Star Wars Uncut, a fan recreation of Star Wars A New Hope, made up from 15-second clips. Although I think some of them were longer than 15 seconds. Basically, they had this thing where they took the whole movie and everybody sent in fan versions of different scenes, and they cobbled them together in the entire movie, all done with fan recreations.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. I'm going to pick a scene. I've been looking around for a scene.
So and, the Empire cool. Strikes Back is now in production of that, and Paradise Decay is trying to get in the action. He's produced two clips for possible inclusion, but only will get they'll only if they get enough likes from the community. So so we'll provide a link to one of the videos. I watched the scene that he does of the asteroid chase. Did you watch that at all? It's all about the Millennium Falcon flying through the asteroids.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't
and
see that.
And he does it in Minecraft.
Okay.
And it's awesome. So we'll provide a link. And if you can, go and help this out. You have until May 1st to show your support.
Nice. That's cool. I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you guys like Star Wars?
I've heard of it before.
Do you like Star Wars, Sky?
Is that the one with the lightsabers?
Yes. I like and the Vulcan mind meld.
That's right.
Yes.
Vulcan.
It's and the one with the farce, right?
Yes.
And this thing only has 5 likes so far, so we need to get some loving on this.
Yes.
Like, cause this is really cool stuff. We need some Minecraft stuff in it. So, next we have, there's some new Minecraft merch on Jinx.
Nuh-uh.
I just saw got an email today from them. Enderman Head, there's some
Dude.
You like those?
Yeah, my fiance is a huge fan of Enderman, so I have to get her that now.
Well, it's only $19.99, and with that, you can get a pack of Minecraft posters. So a lot of the, or not a lot, but there's 4 or 5 pictures from Minecraft, the paintings, that now they'll print them out for you.
That's so cool.
A bunch of shirts. And there are actually some pretty cool shirts. Yeah. I like these. There's an Enderman Moving Company shirt.
I like the one with the Minecraft statues. It looks like Easter Island MOA statues, but done in Minecraft.
I like Ghast Busters.
Ghast
Busters.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I want that shirt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I dig it.
I want it.
And then there's one that just says, boom, but I don't think that's new.
That's so old. Come on, Wes. You know what else is old?
What?
Our segues into Audible. You can get yourself a free trial, audibletrial.com/theshaft, and you can listen to books while you play Minecraft. It's kind of like listening to this podcast, but it's stories that you love, like The Hobbit. Or many other ones.
Yes.
I just got done with Wizard's First Rule, which is the book by Terry Goodkind that spawned the, what was the TV show, The Seeker?
Legend of the Seeker.
It was really good. There's a bunch of other good ones there. You can get yourself a free month with a free book by going to audibletrial.com/
Wait, there's a thing here.
A thing?
Oh, yeah.
Should we read that now?
Sure.
It says, Dear Wes, have just finished reading the book that you recommended when talking about Audible.
Nice.
Ready Player One, read by Will Wheaton on Audible, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my Mary Poppins bag heart for recommending that book because it was amazing. amazing. With four exclamation points. I need my glasses.
I think that makes it amazing.
I know. It is amazing. I recommend this book to anyone who listens to this podcast or takes interest in the action, suspense, or, of course, video game genres. I am forever in your debt, Grandmaster. I heart you, Wes.
I heart you, too.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Oh. Whoa. Sweat. Animals got a little excited about that.
Sorry about that. So this first one here is from Turtle X, Xing.
Turtle Crossing.
I like Xing. What?
Right?
Oh, yeah, Turtle Crossing, or yeah. Xing. Turtle Xing.
You people, Turtle you Xing. Got, you're, no.
Turtle Xing.
What does he have to say?
This is this mod is in the works. I just wanted to hear your opinions on it. After every 8 moon cycles, approximately 21 and a half hours of gameplay, the moon will turn a blood red, and all hell descends upon you. Monster spawn rates double, and monsters from 100 blocks away can see you. But no hidey holes here, folks. If a creeper gets stuck on a block and can't move forward and more, it's set to explode.
Oh, God.
They told you to brace yourself for winter. Well, you have another thing coming.
You got another thing coming.
Whoa.
It's the only drums I have over here.
So this is actually like a combination of a listener contribution and
an excavation
station and a sighting.
They snuck them all in, huh?
Yeah. And a sighting, because he says the mod's actually in the works.
So what do you think about this, guy? Does that sound like a cool idea?
I feel like it could get like even cooler if they started adding in like custom-made mobs that appear on that night as well.
Yes.
And that makes it so that like when that moon comes, say like they're a super strong mob or something that you want to actually go out and kill, because maybe it'll drop like this new weapon or something that could make it worth your time. Personally, I would go for that because I always love watching people's creativity explode in the form of what creatures they could think of making. I always love doing that.
That's good.
That's
like
a good
it.
Idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe when the full moon comes out, you can get the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Right?
Ex Mortis.
Yeah.
Yes. And so what is does Notch like this idea?
What does Notch think about this?
I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
The Notch approval.
I like it. I think that there's some. this is the only thing I have to say about this. If you were to log in for the first time during one of those red moons, that would suck ass.
Oh yeah, it would.
So I think that there would need to be some kind of like magical protection if it was your first night in the world and you showed up on the blood moon.
Yeah.
I think maybe the timer would start. Like when you come in, right? So it definitely.
Well, not on a multiplayer.
Yeah.
Center.
Oh, this is
it
multiplayer.
Has to be persistent.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I think it'd be a lot cooler on a multiplayer.
I think it would too.
Log in on a multiplayer server and you're already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wham.
Well, it's like joining the Shadowlands.
Kind of, but without the death.
And
okay.
The
so we got one here from Spoon Jar Spoon. Who wants to say something, and that something is... in episode 52 of The Shaft, Brent, that's me, and Robert Moran were discussing a possible series involving trying to collect every item in the game in F5 mode. Of course, hilarity ensued. I was wondering if this is a series you might want to do in the future, or if I can do it for my own channel.
That's smart. That sounds like fun.
Go for it.
I wasn't there for that episode.
I don't remember this at all.
It was.
So, but apparently it was hilarious.
It was over a year ago.
Yeah.
So, go for it. Have a good time. Let us know how it goes. Credit us in the doobly-doo.
We'll put it in the show. We'll put it in the sightings when you do it. Let Astrogali know about it.
Yeah. So the next one is from Chow Cow 2000, who was in the chat room earlier. I think he might have left, but he might still be in the chat room. I would like to say thank you for singing a song about me in the after show last week. My friends are so jealous. Big shout out to Brent for starting it. Love the show.
We did another song about him tonight. Wow, yeah. Just keep Chow Cow. I mean, how can you not sing about that? It's a good name.
Awesome name.
I could sing about that.
And it's way better than Chow Cow 1999. 2000 is way better.
Way, like worlds
super duperty better.
Superty. Yeah, it gets one of these. Okay, the next one. What?
Yeah, go.
Oh, okay. From CSJ1232. All right?
Yeah, I got it.
It says, maybe you should have a segment of sponsors before our journeys. Love the show. Great job.
That's so confusing because we do.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Our journeys is the first thing we do, right?
Or well, we talk with the guest.
I'm confused.
And then we do. Then we usually do.
Oh yeah, journeys.
The first we do the regular sponsors.
Uh huh. Then we do our journey.
Yeah.
So I think he might just want us to do more segments.
You
might
have logged into an episode where we weren't paying attention because sometimes we like lose track of stuff. And I know that we have waited until, like, the news to do our first sponsor. Sometimes.
We're only man.
We are only man.
We are only man.
Which is lower than human.
Yes. So the next is from GP Dizzle.
What up?
Yo, Dizzle. How do I submit a listener contributions bumper if you no longer check the email for submissions? Thanks. Astrigali says, you've got two options. Two of them. Upload it somewhere and put a link to the upload in the submissions form. Or email it directly to astrigali@deadworkers.com. I'll then link it in the show notes so the guys can see it. Thanks.
Nice. Perfect.
Thanks. Sorry.
Yes.
Thanks.
That is a perfect answer from a perfect human being.
And now I feel so bad because I actually had one directly emailed me this week. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We'll do that. And then completely forgot about it. So send it to Astrigali.
Yeah. Astrigali is much better at keeping track of our shit than us.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to beat that.
Oh,
right.
There's a beat.
There you go.
Wow, I haven't cussed on the show in a long time.
I know.
It's the kids.
I know.
Kids will make
it's the kids.
Okay, so we have one here from Iron Waffle.
Keep going.
I have finally finished listening to every single Shaft episode, except for this one.
Yep.
But I forgot what happened in most of them. Now I must go through all of them again. Shenanigans. I think we planned that. I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse, and I can answer this one. It is definitely a curse.
Yes. Yeah. There is no one who should listen to this show.
Or maybe it's both. It's a blur. It's
not all of them.
Yeah. I mean, really, like, I don't know what you were thinking. Don't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice, you know, from a perfect human being.
I am only man.
I'm only a perfect man.
And speaking of listening too much audio, if you're listening to the show too much and you want to put it down, you can always pick up a free trial of Netflix by going to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month on us. It's absolutely free.
I live off of Netflix.
What's your favorite show? You watching shows on there or mostly movies? What you do?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Yes. Cheers. You into Cheers?
Cheers.
Yeah. Doctor Who?
I just, finished a massive binge of Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead.
Nice.
This is great.
Doctor Who? Do you watch Doctor Who?
I actually don't watch Doctor Who. Everyone's like, man, totally, you know, watch Doctor Who, but I just never get around to it.
I'm with you there. I can't even get into it when I do. Like, I'm like on episode 4 and I'm just like, no. I don't really feel like watching 5 yet.
One of the best shows ever made.
Ever.
But Breaking Bad is awesome. That is the most intense show that I've ever watched.
It's so ridiculous, man. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
New season coming up soon.
It is. Yep. Last season.
Last
final
one.
Season.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
Things about to go down.
Yep. But yeah, go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free month and try it out.
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
So it's this is where we talk about the things that we would like to see in Minecraft, and we'll cover a couple, and then we'll ask you, Sky, what you would like to see in Minecraft. The first
I gotta get prepared.
Is also from Chow Cow, who evidently is stalking us. This is super biomes. I think there should be biomes that wear capes and fly around the map. No, That's not what that says. I think there should be biomes like fire forests, where all the mobs there would be really difficult to go past. But there would be a tower in the middle of it, and once you fight your way to the top, there would be rewards. Rewards of Galel, perhaps. Love the show. We loved the whole Twilight Forest mod.
Yep.
And we loved that there were these major events to go and participate in. I think that it would be cool if there were things like that in regular vanilla Minecraft for people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
There should be big oases. I agree. You know, and maybe there's like a guardian of the oasis, you know, but it's got to be deep in a desert, you know.
Yeah. I would also like to kind of to add on to that, and I know I'm throwing this out there, but I love throwing in new ideas. Like, what if some of the villagers sold maps, and they weren't the normal maps that filled in when you walked around, but it was like of a much larger area that had a little bit, like maybe their village filled in, but led to like some of these cool places.
Very nice.
You know what I mean? So you don't get all the area, but you get like, oh, well, that's where I find that.
Or if you find a map, the next chunk that you fill in fills in with what you bought the map for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could work too.
I like it.
Ding.
He said ding before he hit it.
I know. I was like, wait.
We knew what was coming.
Okay. So we have it here from Brene, who wants wallpaper. You should be able to dye paper and place it on walls for wallpaper.
I agree.
Yeah. Totally.
I see no reason this cannot be done.
Wallpaper.
So, but could this have been taken care of with the colored wood?
Yes.
I mean, I know you can use wallpaper on any item.
Yes.
But.
No, I think that this is a good place to go. I am all for more decorative materials.
Mm-hmm.
Make
or
it
just
purdy.
More colored wood.
Make it purdy.
Purdy. Well, let's take a call in before we get to Sky.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In just a second.
When this call comes over the speakers.
I think there should be, like, more animated jumping. So, like, when you jump, it looks more animated. When you're, like, swimming, you're swimming. Like, you're not bobbing. And it would just be a lot nicer if you could see, like, it a lot better. Do you get me? Thanks. This should air on the shaft. If you do air it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
We so, get a name there, do we?
Sort of like the, what is it called? That one mod.
Oh, yeah.
Better animation, better something. The better one
where
moving,
you
can, or?
The one where if you're flying, you fly. And
I did a mod showcase on that. Hold on.
And if you fall, you fall.
Something moving, or better, dang it, what was it called? Somebody in the chat room, smart moving.
Smart moving, yes, yeah. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, and even the, like the early days of Minecraft, I always wish that you could do like a slash dance or a slash wave or something and have a little animation of waving or whatever. And then I thought it would be really cool to be able to create your own animation and save it bind it to your character. So that way you can do a slash command and do a custom animation. And then, I mean, Minecraft would be cool. Everybody would have their own custom animations. Plus you'd have the generic ones like the slash wave and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It's been like 2 years.
So is that an SMP mod? Can you put it on SMP server? Smart
moving. Oh, smart moving? Yes.
Oh, yeah,
wait,
you can.
Yes.
We should be putting that on our adventure maps.
I know. Yeah, we should just use it by default anytime we ever film
anything.
Yeah,
I think
it's cool.
I'm going to look at that and try to get it on our server.
Yeah. Do you ever throw cool. it on, Sky, just when you're doing a map? Just for fun?
Actually, no, because then occasionally I most likely would get people going like, hey, that's cheating. Because you can jump like higher and further than normal.
Oh.
But I believe there are actually maps made specifically for that mod, so we might look into that.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can do that slide thing too, right, where you like run and slide.
Yeah, and then you can also like army crawl through things too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we cheat a lot on our maps anyway.
So yeah, so it didn't hurt anything.
So that's Sky, cool. What do you want to see in Minecraft?
Oh, I just wrote a list. All right.
Nice.
So I want turkeys, just because I can go like gobble gobble. Anyway, that's besides the point. Here's some really good ones.
Would if you eat turkey, would it make you very sleepy?
Yes, it would. Okay. It would make it so that it turns to night faster.
Make you make sleepy potions.
Nice.
And then here's a couple other ones that I want. I would like a new biome related to the overworld, sort of like heaven, because I mean, I know there's like the nether, so what about a biome without hostile mobs that are trying to kill you?
Like a sky biome?
Yes. Get it? Yes, a sky biome. Yes.
You dinged yourself.
Is that wrong?
And then another one that has always kind of made me pissed off. Mm-hmm. I want lamb chops, man. Why are there sheep and you can't eat them?
It's a good point.
That is a very good point.
Except you only get lamb chops from baby sheep. Got to keep that in mind. It'd have to be mutton. God, right. Mutton from the big ones.
Really?
Yep. Lamb chops come from lamb. Lambs are baby sheep.
Oh.
Wow, you just ruined a lot of people who are eating lamb chops right now.
When you eat lamb chops, you are killing babies.
That's a fast fact.
But isn't that better? I mean, if you're just going to eat them when they get older, they just, like...
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, there's... Anyway, that's probably a discussion that's a little deeper than this show.
It's really deep, man.
Okay. I got one. Okay. I got another one. What about wagons? Okay. So you can get pulled around by mobs, but just imagine it, like... With the new horses and stuff coming out, it'd be super awesome to get pulled by a chicken.
Oh, that would be.
Ooh, chicken cart.
What does Notch think
goodness.
Of that?
Sure, I kind of like that.
Okay.
Notch likes it.
Thanks, Notch.
Likes it.
Yeah. He probably has
and
a real life
last one,
chicken
I just
cart.
Want a new mob. I don't care what kind it is. I just want a new mob. Like their own kind of special mob. You know, like Enderman and Creeper. Those are like custom to Minecraft. I'd want a new mob like that. I know a lot of people are like, no, there's already so many mobs. But no, there's never enough mobs, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Notch.
Thanks.
Get back under the table. So our next
That's
one.
That's a good list.
That is a good list. That was an excellent
Thank
list.
You. Thank you.
Those are worthy.
And 3 seconds on it.
You did not mention. You did not mention stained glass or metal boats, so you win.
We get that a lot.
Yep. So the next one is submitted by Dynaboom. Pre-cooked potatoes. Potatoes. You should have the ability to take a fire aspect sword and hit a potato crop with it and go cooked potatoes.
Potatoes.
And raw ones.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yes. Taters.
So a fire aspect
so,
sword.
So,
I don't know.
No.
I mean, cooking is already a mechanic in the game, and to take that away and make it simple.
Well, can't you already do that with like a cow? If it dies on fire, it turns into beef.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's already there.
I guess if you're really really lazy, then it could work. But I feel like I would take the fun out of like trying to get it. You know what I mean?
And it's going
to
use up a little bit of your sword, too, right? Do you really want to do that?
Like, who would want to waste sword on a potato?
obviously.
A hobbit.
Dynaboom.
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 Dynaboom wants.
But, unfortunately, Sky says.
Oh.
But what does Notch say?
Notch is even harsher.
Worst idea ever.
So there you go. Notch. Dynaboom, both Notch and Sky hate you and everything you think of.
He loves going the extreme. We're going to take another call. This one, I think this is a good one, but we'll let you hear it.
Good day, bros! My name is Comstedic, and I have an idea for the excavation station. And that idea is camouflage pressure plates. Basically, you should be able to take any block and combine it with, say, a wooden pressure plate. And the pressure plate would then take on the texture of that block so that it would blend in better. And that's my idea. Love the show. And keep up the good work. Have fun at PAX.
That is genius.
As long as it still stuck up a little bit. Like, I wouldn't necessarily just want to go walking around and have, you know, invisible pressure plates.
But it'd be so good for PvP. It would bring up a whole new aspect to trying to take out people.
Oh, yeah, totally. So camouflage... I guess just blending in with anything. Not like I picture like a camouflage.
Well, they have this in FTB. You can make basically camouflage paste, and you can camouflage pretty much anything into like your chest. You can camouflage it into like whatever your wall is, things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Doors. So basically, if you put a pressure plate on a grass block,
it gets that texture.
It would get
on
the
it.
Grass on top of it.
Right. Okay.
And it would still stick up. If you were paying attention, you could still see the pressure plate.
So you got to be able to see it, or else that'd be super annoying.
I don't know, and maybe...
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be like a a landmine field.
It would.
I mean, you're just walking around like, boom. Yeah. I mean, that's no fun. I don't know. Like,
fun for who?
Okay, but how do you disarm a mine in real life? You poke at it with a stick. Like,
I don't
so
think you
that's
do.
How you so, that's how you disarm
you
it in the
robot.
Movies.
That's how they
you
do
get
it.
Get a
the,
robot that grows up to it and touches
that's
it.
That's how
with
they
a,
do it in the bad B action flicks that I watch.
I thought they step on it and then they go, "Don't move, Johnny. I'll help you." And then they dive and tackle him off the mine as it explodes.
Boom! Lost a leg. So, how would you disarm this thing?
Click. Like you're walking, click, and you got to stop real quick.
Okay.
As soon as you step off it. It does whatever.
Oh, so you have to stand
with
there.
A stick, your arm blows off. I got it.
Someone bring me a stick.
So two things. Maybe camouflage pleasure plates activate when you step off of them.
What's a pleasure plate? I've never heard of a pleasure plate.
It's got things
whoa.
That you.
Oh,
that,
that's
anyway.
Scary.
So maybe the camouflage ones only activate when you step off of them. I kind of like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it gives you a chance to have somebody come and help you or
with a stick.
Like that. Yeah.
Or a robot with a stick.
Yes. Or maybe like periodically they shimmer a little bit. Like so that if you're just walking around, sometimes out of the corner of your eye, you'll see it. You know what I mean?
That's weird.
Shimmer?
Like
a belly dancer?
No, like.
Oh, that's
like,
a shimmy.
Like the illusion. You know, like.
I kind of like that better. If the block shimmied a little bit.
Yeah, a little shimmy.
Like a belly dancer.
Yeah.
I think you definitely need that mod in though. The natural movement mod.
There you go. With the belly dance animation loaded. Yeah. Cool. I like it, Wes.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I have fixed this terrible idea.
Okay, speaking of terrible ideas, Lol Maroon has been here. Bathtubs. I think Mojang should add bathtubs to the game simply for aesthetic purposes and possibly giving an extra use to cauldrons. It would take two buckets of water to fill the tub, and one could bathe simply by right-clicking on the tub when it's full. And would it do like the Leisure Suit Larry-like animation? You'd get in and take off clothes, but it would like blur out the naughty parts.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
I don't know. That's taking it a little too far.
I feel like that's like overkill. Like, if you're going to be like that, why don't you make a toilet?
Yeah.
Just go all out. Throw it all on the table.
Why wouldn't you want a toilet? That seems like a great idea.
What is wrong
with
that?
Yeah, we love toilets.
Only if they're pressure plates and they stuck up just a little bit.
Just a little. You got to poke them with a stick.
So. Is that so you can use the toilet?
I mean, you can poke it with whatever you want to poke it with, really.
Johnny's got to go to the potty. Poke him with the stick.
Do we have another call, Eric?
Yeah, we have another call. This one is excellent. Let me. I don't know what it is. Here it is. I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to see some wings, hats, to where you can fly around. Or like some gloves you can wear for like big hands. And you can like smash it up. Like everything. Down to cobblestone and all that. That'd be pretty awesome.
Was that Joe Hills? I think that was Joe Hills
so
calling.
You
gonna
fly around with a big hand and you just slap people with it. Is that what I heard?
A big hat?
A big hand.
Hand.
I think that's...
Like a foam hand from like a basketball game or something?
I think so.
What do you think about that, Sky?
Oh, I literally just got back. What?
Someone poked him with a stick, and he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you missed that one. That was a great A.
Here, play it again, Eric.
Play it
no,
again?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Come on.
No, it's terrible. We'll play it for you again. Go ahead.
It's terrible.
Okay. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see some wings, hats, to where you can fly around. Or... like some gloves you can wear for like big hands and you can like smash it up. Like everything. Down to cobblestone and all that. That'd be pretty awesome.
So let me see if I can interpret this. I can speak
Hulk hands.
I can speak crazy person, okay?
Okay.
I want winged hats.
Okay.
So I can fly around and stuff.
Okay.
And then I want big Hulk hands.
Okay. Big
right?
Hulk hands.
So I can just smash stuff down to cobblestone.
Ugh. Okay.
What the crap?
Yeah, what the crap?
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, that's a
actually,
great idea.
You know,
no,
that would
not.
Probably be really funny. Maybe not in the actual Minecraft, but if that was a mod, I'd totally play it.
Hand smasher. Someone get on that.
Yeah.
It'd be like your own set of Hulk hands and just blow up everything.
This needs to be in the next Direwolf 20 pack, I think, for Feed the Beast.
I think it does. I think it's mandatory now.
Maybe Soren can put it in Zycraft.
He could. It would fit right in. I think it would be completely consistent.
Or Greg Tech, you know.
I mean, he's going
to
hate
No,
me.
Greg Tech, it would be like, you know, put 4,000 of this together.
Put 20 million
you'll have
diamonds.
One finger, and then.
You can fly 1 foot with 20 diamonds,
20 camouflage plates.
Zadnik, I would totally want sharks too. Don't worry. Sharks would be awesome.
Yeah.
Can you tell me sharks wouldn't be awesome? It'd make it so that, like, you'd need a boat to be in the water.
Yeah.
Else you'd get eaten. And plus, you know, I'm pretty sure that sharks also eat squids. So, you know.
That'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
A little twofer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two for one.
A little two for grace.
You want to read this next one?
It was submitted by Wes Wilson.
What?
He wants Arby's. There should be randomly spawned Arby's with NPCs that trade you emeralds for chicken.
That's a great idea, Wes.
It is.
Or would
it
you
is.
You trade them emeralds
did he
for
say
chicken?
Arby's, like A R B Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arby's.
Who goes to Arby's for chicken?
That's true. I do.
That's true.
Do they have chicken
really?
There?
Yes.
Oh wait, they do.
They have the chicken bacon and Swiss. Oh, it's good.
I
thought it's a roast beef place.
It is, but they have chicken sandwiches and Reubens and all kinds of other they have those. Deli sandwiches, and they have all kinds of good stuff there.
But it's RB, like RB is for roast beef. That's how they got the name. Fast fact.
Like if you want a chicken sandwich, go to Chick-fil-A.
No,
there you go.
No, actually, I think Arby's has better chicken sandwiches than most all other fast food.
Wow.
So it should
be. What about like KFC?
I don't eat KFC because it terrifies me.
Now they have the boneless chicken.
The only thing that I want from KFC is one of those. I still want to try one of those horrible heart attack sandwiches. With the two pieces.
I don't think they make those anymore, do they?
What do they call them?
Oh, yeah. The two pieces of chicken with the cheese and the bacon or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like no bread. That would be great for Atkins now, wouldn't it?
I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's like the Atkins heart attack burger, man. I think that would be awesome.
I'm going to try one of those. Are they still open?
Yeah.
I mean, like right now. Not like
in
general.
Sky, we're going to be back in a minute, okay?
Okay. Bye.
We're going to go get.
I'll take care of the stream.
Okay.
Sweet. Just be sure to tell them about MC Pro Hosting.
Oh, hey, this section is sponsored by MC Pro Hosting. You can go to mcprohosting.com and use the code SHAFTPODCAST to get 15% off of your order. Can you believe it, Sky?
I can.
You're supposed to say you can't. That it's
oh, God, I
it's
can't.
Too, it's too good of a deal. mcprohosting.com.
I can't believe it.
Putting the shaft in your ears.
There you go. Ear shaft.
Every week.
Absolutely.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
So amazing.
Is that the double rainbow guy?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
We hired him.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Yeah, he works for the shaft.
Yes. He's a shaft worker.
Let's see. This first mod here, it requires Minecraft Forge. It's called Extra Utilities. And this mod by RWT Tima is the one Slowpoke 101 was talking about last week. It adds a ton of useful stuff, including the golden lasso, making animal gathering so much easier.
The what lasso?
Golden lasso. So apparently you can like...
What kind?
Golden.
Butter.
Butter.
A butter lasso.
What's a
butter lasso?
Okay. It adds a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay, I get it. That's okay.
Oh, there's a golden lasso.
And then this lasso you can use to tame creatures and bring them around with you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Magically.
Yeah, you would be able to tame them with the power of butter.
Yep.
The
next one is the gravestone mod. You remember how we were talking earlier about zombies coming out of the graves?
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the ground?
Yes.
That'd be so cool.
This is called a gravestone mod. It also requires Minecraft Forge. Basically, what it is when you die, a gravestone appears where you fell, but that's not all. Graveyards sometimes spawn in villages, and at night, mobs spawn from the gravestones.
That is so cool. I saw that, and I really wanted to review that.
And I'm going to provide a video in the show notes, and what it does is, like, like basically there's like a crypt with all these gravestones in it, and like the mobs will spawn off of the gravestones. It's pretty cool.
And it'll actually also possibly create a Withers catacombs, and it's a huge structure, kind of like a stronghold, that you can find a lot of loot and dangerous adventures, and of course a Wither boss at the end.
Nice.
So that sounds really cool.
Yeah, we like that. We're all about it.
Ding.
Do you want to do this next one, Eric?
Sure. Forging the Diamond Sword.
Did you watch this video?
I did. It was great. We're headed over to the Ah Me YouTube channel for a second week, and it's worth it.
And it's worth it.
It is worth it, people.
Potato.
Master Swordsmith Tony Swatton.
Swatton.
Crafts a functional metal replica of a diamond sword, and this guy is... he's crazy. He's awesome. He doesn't play video games and stuff, but like he's created the He-Man sword, and he's created a bunch of stuff. We talked about him last week too. But he made the sword, and it's heavy and uncomfortable to hold and everything, but it's like a 5-minute video. I'd go and definitely watch it and see how he makes it. It's really cool.
Who is this guy again?
It's the All Me channel, AWE. M-E.
Oh, yeah, I see it. That's
cool. So basically, what's awesome is he even like tints the metal blue like a diamond sword, and he creates a wooden hilt for it, but it's still all pixelated. So while it works and it's very sharp, and he cuts a bunch of objects at the end with it, and it does look like it could cleave your head clean off.
It's sharp.
It
well,
also
they
looks
cut stuff. Yeah, at the end of the video, they're like cutting all kinds of junk with it.
And but I mean, it looks really uncomfortable to wield.
Yeah, it does,
because it's pointy. It bits.
Yeah, each individual pixel is different too. Like he carved each pixel out and then placed them in and then forged it.
That's crazy.
Holy crap!
That's crazy stuff.
Crazy man. Crazy.
Crazy. Yo crazy. Man. Yo man. Ding dong.
Yo, that's crazy. Ding dong, man. Yo yo. Ding dong. Ding dong. Yo.
Oh, God, this next one.
I don't know what's happening.
Spicy Marshmallow Creepers. This is a link to Creeps. Do you really wish the marshmallow creeps weren't just an April Fool's joke? Well, this Instructables article will enable you to make them for real. Starting with crafting the marshmallow cutter. Warning, though, this recipe uses jalapeno peppers. Gotta have that explosion somehow. And while these sound delicious to eat, looking at them is very scary.
Really? Yeah, they look sad in there.
Like, the packaging looks cool, but man, the actual creepers, they actually look kind of creepy.
Yeah, wow. Creepy and sad and lonely.
They do not remind me of Peeps at all.
No, they look...
so terrified.
They look like they someone's look like fingers that have been cut off and had frowny faces painted on them and left in a box for like a month.
Jeez. You know how like you can find those Japanese off-brand like superhero action figures and they all look really terrible? Mm-hmm. That's what these creeps look like. They look like really. They look like you bought them at a gas station in a really bad part of town.
Oh God.
So go out, try this Instructable, make some of these guys and mail them to us, and we'll eat them on air.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no!
We'll eat them.
No, I will not touch a he jalapeno creep. No,
he will eat them.
I will. Maybe.
Maybe. He will eat it. I will.
Yeah, send us food and we'll eat
face.
It. We don't care what it is. Just send it to us. We'll eat it.
Remember when Good got that Vegemite? Oh,
yes.
God, that stuff is
amazing. That's true. Somebody sent him that, and we ended up eating it, though.
Yep.
See, I didn't touch it. Anyway, this next one here, it's a 4-minute video called No Life Minecraft. Chaz Off Topic is the writer, editor, director, and producer of this impressive music video, a parody of It's Time by Imagine Dragon. The video features vocals and audio mastering by Fantabulous, 3D animation by Toon Animations, and 2D animation by Vitaly. Vitaly.
I saw that.
Vitaly.
You're in that.
Vittle.
You're in it?
In the beginning.
Really?
Playing a guitar.
Oh, that's
nice.
Awesome. That's cool.
Excellent.
We're not in it. So the next one is is called Real Life Minecraft Episode 5. Horses. Wheaton. In this episode of a charmingly silly series of comedy shorts, Skyzim is persuaded to look for a horse on his own, but his animal recognition skills are not up to par.
Yes.
So there you have it.
And that's Skyzim. We met him at PAX. He's cool.
Oh, yeah, it is Schism. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I did not meet him at PAX.
Or,
oh, that's true. You didn't go.
Because I didn't get to go.
Go with the theme of the show, his name could be Skyzeum.
It could. It yep. could.
Right?
It
could. No? Okay.
Skyzeum.
So, and you were mentioning you're putting up a video about conquering the Squid King or something coming up on your channel, Sky.
Yeah,
what
should be coming up either on Saturday or Sunday. Most likely Sunday, though.
Okay, great. We'll get that in the show notes, too. Any other videos that you'd like us to put in there?
That's pretty much the one that I want to go for.
Okay.
Well, sounds...
All the attention. All the attention on that one.
Sounds brilliant. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You hear already? That knock? Is that somebody at Sky's house, or is that over here? Oh, hey. We got a big mess over here you can clean up.
What's up?
You clean it yourself.
Uh-oh. He's on...
Mean for pillow?
No, I want a duck.
We'll
screw the mints.
He's on strike today.
Mean for pillow?
Ducks.
Ducks.
Don't sell us out
with
mints.
Maid? You're going to scare her. She's not going to clean our mess.
I know. That's true.
Get out of here.
Wow. That was horrible.
Shotgun.
So, the... PlayOnCon sponsorship drive went live last week.
Yep.
We're a week in. We've raised over half of our minimum goal. However, we're only a third of the way to the goal I would prefer to make. Yep. So that I can get the entertainment package and the full shuttle stuff that we're going. We'll provide if you go to bit.ly POC6 fund. You can get to the PlayOnCon fundraiser. There's going to be a lot of great Minecrafters there. We've got a lot of Minecrackers coming.
What is that?
It's PlayOnCon. It's a convention in Birmingham, Alabama that I run. And we've got Good and Aurelian and Mark IRL and Seth Bling. And we have
Generic B.
Generic B is coming. Pause is hopefully coming. So there are going to be a ton, and we're going to be there. We've got, I have Professor Shy Guy is going to be performing. I've got the Hypnotist back from last year.
Nice.
He'll be doing his stuff. I have two other musical acts I'm working on. I've got a comedy troupe that I'm trying to bring in. We've got all kinds of great games going on. And for those of you unfamiliar with PlayOnCon, this is the sixth year of our convention. And what we're doing is this year we're having it at a summer camp / convention center. So there's great convention space, but there is also a summer camp. So you can do like archery and canoeing and nighttime campfires.
And disarming landmines.
Yes.
That
with
sounds like fun.
With dicks.
I want to go.
Check it out. You can either go to the website, playoncon.com, or like I said, the fundraiser right now is at bit.ly/POC, P-O-C, 6 fund for PlayOnCon 6 fund. And I've got a video up there. You can watch that, learn all about PlayOnCon, and potentially even sponsor a Minecrafter that you know that is going to try to be in Badge Wars and try to compete
Badge Wars.
For glory.
So sponsor me. Wait, is that...
We would love it if you could go, Sky.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
When is it?
It is at the end of July. It is July... Oh, man, of course I can't... I think it's 18th through the 22nd.
Yes.
Does it conflict with any other conventions?
Probably.
Not, I can go.
Probably.
PAX Australia, I think.
Yes, it's up against PAX Australia.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going there.
But anyway, it's the 18th through the 21st. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. I run it. We take a lot of pride in what we do. Watch the video all the way through if you want to get a taste for what it's like, and sponsor somebody you know who's going. Or if you're a business, go ahead, and there's some great stuff in there for like getting your materials in front of our customers. So
yeah.
Awesome.
And
I want to go now.
You should. It's a lot of fun. It's yeah. You really get to hang out really with a lot of YouTuber folks too. So it's a lot of
without a million people there, like
baseball
PAX.
Fun too.
Yeah, it's kind of smaller but fun because everybody can hang out together and not worry about it. You know, 50,000 people and getting lost and like, where are you at? Oh, where are we?
Yeah. And we will have nightly concerts. I'm trying to get Bitburner to do a DJ set late at night.
Oh yeah.
So we'll have like, and then also just for, you know, for the people over 21, there are nightly party battles. Mm-hmm. Basically there are room party wars where the people try to throw the best party and the winner gets their room paid for.
How many people usually wind up going?
We had about 1,000 last time. So yeah, it's a good time, and it should be a lot of fun. So anyway, I've talked enough about this. Let's move on.
Play on, con. Some other housekeeping. Just keep in mind that our engine.com site will be ready in hopefully soon, which means Shafflands too. So keep an eye on the Twitters for that. And it's really cool stuff. And remember, you can get your own too by going to the shaftpodcast.com and click on that link on the side. Get you a free month because they've been really cool. Like, we talked to them, and like overnight they had all the stuff set up for us. And they're really cool guys over there. So definitely want to help them out.
And we've got a new music video coming up in a day or two. I'm trying to finish it. It's a collaboration between me and Exilinder. And it's really cool. It's really awesome. It features a map that she created, and you can download it. But I've made it into a music video. It's really trippy and cool.
Trippy?
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, really.
Trippy and cool.
I'll probably upload it Saturday on our channel. So, awesome.
Well, and a big shout-out to all the guys in our community. We appreciate all the help. Astrogolly, Crystal Crow, Xylander, That Alice, all of our mods in the chat room, which I'll do for us. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it all.
You guys rock!
That is so true. And Sky, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No problem. It was awesome, dude. Wow, did you hear that, like, total pause right there? Should I answer?
Well, I have to say, you know, with a lot of guests, it's tough because they don't know how to talk over us, and you've done good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel honored. I honestly, guys, I really want to say this was super awesome. Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a total blast. It was really awesome. Thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah. We'll get you back sometime.
Yeah. And can't wait to hang out with you again at MineCon or PlayOnCon, either one.
Yeah.
Or both.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. Will you give a special shout out to all the people in the chat room who say that they love you?
There's a lot of love in
there. Yes. I want to thank every single recruit for coming by. Thank you so much, guys. It's super awesome that you're showing your support. It's really awesome. I feel just so humbled. Like, thank you. Thank you.
We feel humbled
by... You guys are awesome.
We feel humbled by your subscription numbers, so the feeling is mutual.
Yeah, and good luck with everything, man. There's a reason your numbers are up there, so just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Good stuff. Don't let those squids get to you, you know? Oh,
man.
They'll get in your dreams and...
Don't let them get the butter of you.
Whoa. Man, they have no spine. They won't get to me.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Spineless.
But I read
squid.
Some really horrible things about the, like, facts about the giant squid this week.
Oh, yeah?
It's truly terrifying stuff.
Really?
Yes.
The giant squid?
Yes.
Oh, from Japan?
No, like, the deep sea, like, squids are really horrible.
Like,
don't they take on, like, sperm whales?
Yes,
just, like,
they do.
Right,
yes.
I heard that's when the chicken from Arby's is made.
And you know what
of.
The worst thing? They have prehensile penises. They can grab you with their penis.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know
that's
if I'd want
weird.
That to
I think that's some facts he learned off of Raptor.com.
Can you disable a landmine with one of those?
Just poke it with a stick, baby.
Well, I guess we'll see you next week. Another big thanks to Sky, and next week the Shaft 131 is going down. So,
with Sasha Varell.
With Sasha Varell from Varell. Curse.
That's right, so see you next time.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Only the Shaft can prevent forest fires.